This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, you are listening to Free Talk Live. The radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, should you wish to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord, Dr., Reverend, Captain Kickass, and joining me...
Just Mushmouth, Mike.
And Tyler.
All right.
It was hard to follow that.
You guys could be a little less enthusiastic.
I'm going to get a title.
Reverend? You sucked all the air out of it.
Upper Gruppenführer?
Yeah.
What's an Upper Gruppenführer?
It's a German rank. It just sounds cool. It just means Upper Group Leader.
Oh, very nice.
I know.
All right.
Sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy. My doctor, by the way, my doctorate is honorary. It was given to me by a caller to this show.
Oh, cool.
Who said, because I said, it'd be cool if I had like a doctorate or whatever, but like the only way I'm ever going to get one is if it's like honorary or something. And like somebody called and was like, abracadabra, you're now a doctor. I'm an honorary doctor. I'm like, gosh, thanks, dude. So I was able to add it to.
That's kind of how it works when you're a knight, right? Like somebody just touches you with an object and says, abracadabra, now you're a knight.
I now dub thee a knight. Yes. We've been talking a bit about cryptocurrency and technology, and everyone's always talking about you should buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that's a little boring. How about if you earn some Bitcoin, getting paid with it? I believe that is a much better way.
Yes.
If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it, and everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store. And it's just fun. You can get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business now. Visit AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com. Along the lines of technology, we teased at the bottom of the hour before the news and the commercials came on that Signal CEO. Now, if you don't know what Signal is a texting app for your smartphone. That is supposed to be one of the highest secure, cryptographic end-to-end encryption, et cetera,
yeah,
and so
on. Yeah, it's the latest thing people are using.
The latest thing people are using to make sure that their texts don't get
spied. It kind of blew up after the Capitol riots earlier this year. I feel like a lot of people were talking about it, and I saw, because I've had Signal for like a year now, and I saw a bunch of people join, because it tells you when your contacts on your phone join.
Yep.
Bunch of people I knew that, like, from back in the day, from my Navy days and stuff, joined all right around then.
Yeah, I had it not too long after I moved here, so a year and a half ago, something like that. And you're right, I did see people that I know from, my day job and that kind of a thing, or people that I've been in contact with, and like, Bob is now on Signal, Jane, and then I'd see these names pop up. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, I think people are just getting used to the fact that they know the government's listening.
Well, the CEO of Signal just hacked the cops' favorite phone cracking tool and became a legend, according to Gizmodo.com.
Ooh, spicy.
Israeli digital intelligence firm Cellebrite sells software designed to unlock phones and extract their data. As a result, its products are a favorite of law enforcement agencies across the U.S., and police frequently use them to gather evidence from seized devices. So, in other words, if you're arrested and they take your phone from you, if they're going to search your phone, they're going to deploy something manufactured by this firm called Cellebrite to try and get your data. In the past, the company has received criticism for its willingness to sell pretty much any government their software, including repressive regimes around the world. However, despite its mission to compromise phone security everywhere, Cellebrite would appear to have very little interest in securing its own software, if you believe the CEO of encrypted chat app Signal. In a blog post published Wednesday, Moxie Marlinspike claimed that Cellebrite software has atrocious security that can be easily manipulated in a number of rather astounding ways. We were surprised to find that very little care seems to have been given to Cellebrite's own software security. Industry standard exploit mitigation defenses are missing, and many opportunities for exploitation are present, Marlinspike writes. Until Cellebrite is able to accurately repair all vulnerabilities in its software with extremely high confidence, the only remedy a Cellebrite user has is to not scan devices. So if you're a law enforcement right now and you have any of this Cellebrite software, it is completely vulnerable and it can give you some very wrong data.
So the hacking software can be hacked?
Correct. Among many wild claims made in the blog, Marlinspike says that because of security flaws, somebody could basically rewrite all of the data being collected by Cellebrite's tools. Hypothetically, a uniquely configured file could be slipped into any app on the targeted device, allowing for the alteration of all of the data that has been or will be collected by Cellebrite software.
Is there a link to where we can download the file to slip in the app?
I believe you can find it on the blog post.
Excellent.
By Marlinspike.
Great.
Such a file could alter data in any arbitrary way, quote-unquote, inserting or removing text, email, photos, contacts, files, or any other data with no detectable timestamp changes or checksum failures, the blog states. It continues, given the number of opportunities present, we found that it's possible to execute arbitrary code on a Cellebrite machine simply by including a specially formatted but otherwise innocuous file in any app on the device that is subsequently then plugged into Cellebrite and scanned. There are virtually no limits on the code that can be executed. The blog even includes a video spliced with scenes from the movie Hackers that shows just how easily Cellebrite software can be hijacked. On top of everything, the blog makes another pretty bold claim. Code that is apparently the intellectual property of Apple appears within Cellebrite software, something Marlinspike says might present a legal risk for Cellebrite and its users. In other words, Cellebrite might be selling code that belongs to its biggest adversary. Imagine if you got arrested,
mm-hmm.
and they took your phone, and they decided to crack it with the Cellebrite software.
Okay.
And because the Cellebrite software is using Apple as part of its base code, an Apple, you know, piece of code as its base code, you can now sue either Apple or Cellebrite, the government, or perhaps all three, because they have violated copyright. They violated privacy, right? They're selling their own software as if, or Apple software as if it's their own software, which is completely illegal to do, mm-hmm. at least under copyright laws and that type of thing. So,
it creates the moral dilemma and intellectual property.
It creates all sorts of legal discomfort for these people. If all of these disclosures are true, it could have some pretty massive ramifications. If for Cellebrite, if we can assume it's really this easy for someone to break into the company's software and drastically alter the data that police are collecting, how certain can law enforcement be that the evidence they're collecting is correct?
Right.
Well, they can't.
Yeah, further degradation of institutional trust. This is happening across the board everywhere. You know, people are talking about online. I have some friends that are talking about how they think that Joe Biden, you know, like, died of COVID or something, and, like, they're using deepfake to keep it going. Like, it's probably not true.
He's been stolen and replaced with an exact duplicate?
Yeah, or something like that, you know what I mean? But it's, like, the fact that we exist at this point in time where no one can believe anything that comes out all over the internet or from their TV, you know, and this is just for, like, you know, now anybody can claim if the government takes your phone, they arrest you, they take your phone, and they get something off of it, all you have to do is, that was never mine, must have been hacked, and there's no way to prove it wasn't.
The article says anyone who's been involved in a case that has used Cellebrite software should probably be calling their attorneys right now.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to this radio program. Yeah, you can call in at 603-283-6160. 6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bushmouth Mike.
And Tyler.
And on March 16th of this year, just a little more than a month ago, a joint government task force raided the New Hampshire Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Andy and Renee Spinella, Colleen Fordham, a grandmother, and perhaps most relevant, the studios of Free Talk Live. The Crypto Six were arrested, and most were released on bail, but Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, and Ian Freeman both remain in custody. We've been in contact with attorneys that say no crime even appears to have been committed. But that didn't stop the Joint Thug Task Force from ripping out wires from the back of our broadcast stacks, taking Free Talk Live off the air, and violating our and your First Amendment rights. You can go to thecrypto6.com and donate to fight the charges against the Crypto Six, but as importantly, please contact media and tell them about this outrage. This case is likely to set precedent for the use of cryptocurrency into the future. Help our fight for liberty and financial freedom at thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Zephin calling. Zephin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. So I was just calling because today in class we had a debate about essentially what happened with Chauvin. And so it quickly became apparent that I was anti-cop, and there were several people in the class that protested that, and they were saying why. And I essentially said that if they continue to uphold this violent and unjust system where victimless people are put in prison for doing things that don't hurt anyone else, then they don't deserve one inch of my respect.
Well said.
And additionally, I mentioned that, you know, victimless crime would be like owning a firearm and, you know, carrying it. And then because the state law doesn't permit you to do that, then, you know, you're a felon and you're no longer able to defend yourself and your family. And their result of me saying that was that eventually they were saying, oh, well, what about people that, you know, did domestic abuse? And I said, okay, well, what law would you institute that would stop a domestic abuser from getting a firearm? Because if you have, if you think that someone that breaks the law and hurts other people is going to simply say, oh, yeah, there's that law in the book, so I guess I'm not going to do that.
You make an excellent point, Zephin, and that is something that was pointed out to me, particularly with the apparent rise in what they're calling mass shootings, right? These people go around and shoot up whatever schools and movie theaters, stuff like that, is that the decision to murder always precedes the decision for which tool they're going to use to do the murder.
Yeah.
Always. So the decision is already made up in the mind of the person who's going to do the murdering, whether it's a cop, whether it's a non-cop, whether it's a, you know, an abuser, anything like that. If somebody has made up their mind that they are going to kill a person or other persons, that thought comes first. Weapon selection comes second.
Hey, Zephin, is that, you said a debate, is this in college or is this at like a high school or something?
Yeah, this was in my college class. We study social movement. And what really pissed me off was that when I said, oh, yeah, like these laws aren't going to stop anybody, like all gun control does is that it stops good people from being able to defend their families, they took that as me saying, oh, so you think that domestic abusers are good people? And I said, what?
Do you find a lot of people around you share these opinions, Evan?
Nope, that's why I'm moving to New Hampshire in June.
I was about to ask you. Yeah, man, that's awesome. I was about to ask you, have you visited New Hampshire yet?
Yes, I've been twice, and, you know, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about and why freedom's so important and why the police are just a hypocritical and evil institution and why the individual freedom to keep and bear arms is a right that we shouldn't sacrifice.
I hear what you're saying about the cops. but they're definitely a symptom. The problem being how you pay for it. Yep. Taxation by theft.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if it were a voluntary security firm that, you know, some people got together and hired, right? If they did a crappy job, well, then they could just fire them and hire a different company. But because that doesn't exist, there's only one choice, right? You only have one method of payment, and that's them taking money out of your paycheck, out of your wallet, or whenever you buy something, and then you only have one provider of said services that makes it a monopoly. I encourage you, Zephin, to, I know you say you're going to move, but until you do, keep planting those seeds, particularly in your classes with other folks, because I guarantee you somebody else sitting there is having a, well, wait a minute, that guy said some things that started to make me think. I've been thinking about that since he said it the other day. I guarantee you that's happening.
Yeah, yeah, let's hope one, so. One point that actually I think resonated with people, because somebody said it after, was that I said, look, like, we've seen this before throughout history with Prohibition. When we make things illegal, it just makes it that the illegal markets thrive, which makes more it so that more people are hurt. So, like, with the war on drugs, right, you know, because we're not able to see all of these things that are happening, like, people, like, overdose with, like, laced substances and more people die. Same thing with abortion and same thing with, you know, honestly, firearms, you know, like, because people can't access these legal channels, they get put into, you know, dangerous situations, and, you know, no laws are going to stop people from doing quote-unquote bad things. The only way to stop bad things is, you know, to take personal responsibility and make sure that you're taking care of your own family and, you know, your own community. Like, no amount of government is ever going to solve your problem.
Amen, man.
Amen.
Hey, Zephin, I just want to say thanks for, you know, yeah, speaking out when, you know, everybody else in your class doesn't even think about those kind of things. It seems like common sense to us, but a lot of people are scared to talk, especially in college, because they're afraid it's going to affect their grades.
And
it could, you know, your teacher could really dislike what you have to say in it, you know. And I'm in college right now, and I feel like having these, what we see as common sense ideas seems so foreign to these kids, and they just accept whatever the professors are telling them. It's become such a monoculture in college. So good job doing that.
Yeah, thank you. And I currently live in California, so I
honestly thought people were
going to be very receptive to the anti-cop message.
Oh,
but
God.
I live in a weird spot in California, and there were like three people that were related to law enforcement, and how they were phrasing a lot of these issues were like, oh, you know, how are we supposed to get scores on drugs, you know, if we don't have, you know, cops, like, conducting searches on people? And I said, no, but you don't understand. Like, that's my problem with cops. They are declaring war against innocent people that conduct victimless transactions with others.
Thanks for the call tonight, Zephin. Yep, you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, more Free Talk Live is on the way.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pledging a 50% reduction of U.S. emissions by the end of the decade.
By maintaining those investments and putting these people to work, the United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade.
Biden opening a virtual summit on global climate change, calling on other large countries to take similar actions. As far as those other countries taking similar actions, Republican Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reminds everyone.
As our colleagues no doubt remember, is that the hollow commitments these countries made back in 2015 carry no serious means for enforcement.
On news that the Biden administration wants to propose higher capital gains taxes for the rich, the Dow losing 321 points. USA Radio News. Dangerous weather could be on the way for many in the south central United States. Severe thunderstorms are in the weekend forecast in East Texas and parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The storms could produce hail, flooding, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. The storm front will develop Friday afternoon west of Dallas and move eastward Friday night. Torrential rain is predicted from Louisiana to South Carolina Friday into Saturday. Some Ohio State students want the university to cut ties with the Columbus Police Department for saving two people from a 16-year-old girl who was attacking them with a knife. A police officer shot the 16-year-old attacker. He has been placed on administrative leave, and the incident is being looked into. The students staging a sit-in on the campus before marching to the state capitol. The school does have a mutual aid agreement with the Columbus Police Department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bushmouth Mike.
And Tyler.
The previous caller, Zephin, brought up some interesting topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage anybody who's listening out there. I don't care if you're in college or if you're in an old folks home. If you're listening to this show and you feel like you have a grip on the philosophy of freedom, don't be afraid to talk about it.
Absolutely.
You know, bring it up at Thanksgiving at your family dinners. Somebody's going to bring up and create some drama anyway. Might as well you be bringing up freedom.
There you go.
Right? Instead of, you know, Dave talking about, or Uncle Dave talking about how his wife left him again or whatever, right? You know, mm-hmm. Like, I would much rather people begin these conversations than to just be afraid of talking to what we sometimes refer to as normies, people who've never explored the ideas of freedom or the philosophies of freedom, the non-aggression principle being sort of the main component of that. Hopefully, Zephin, you introduce some folks to the non-aggression principle.
I used to think that, but now I'm like, as I get older, I realize my time is so short here, and I don't want to waste it. So I'm also of the belief, too, like, if you strongly believe those things, just come here. save your breath. Save the people from afar that you love, and you know, if they don't come with you, fine. You'll meet and make new family here.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yep.
You know, I'm a transplant. I've been here for 3 years now from Washington State originally. And
wow, you and I share the Washington State connection. That's
yes,
cool.
Yes, we do. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard if you've got a family to uproot them and move out here.
It is.
But I'm telling everybody out there right now, it is totally worth it. I have never been happier in my life being around like-minded people in a community that just seems so genuine. And, you know, when people share your values, It's a game changer.
Yes. Makes you certainly excited about doing things sometimes when you know that you get to be around people that, you know, share some ideals that you do.
Yep.
Yeah, it is certainly refreshing. I had a group of friends back in Seattle before I relocated here. And one, maybe two of them would definitely call themselves of maybe a libertarian ilk.
Mm-hmm.
I say that one guy, Mike, ran as a libertarian for, I don't know, state senator or something like that. We called him the senator as a joke. You know, sounded like a mob name.
Right.
You know, so when you come over to play cards, like, oh, the senator's coming. Right? It sounded like we had somebody in our back pocket. You know. And then I had another friend of mine who would never use the word libertarian or anarchist or voluntarist, claimed he was politically independent. But when it came to having the conversations about, you know, the non-aggression principle, what is a government, how do you define government, like, we saw eye to eye on this stuff. So, and that's probably out of a, you know, I'll say my closest circle, you know, 10, 15 people, mm-hmm. something like that. Everybody else, rather statist. Now, to their credit, a lot of these folks were, we'll call them rebels, right? Musicians or artists or otherwise, you know, sort of freer thinkers, second-level thinkers. And so they would listen, and a lot of times folks will be like, you know what, you're not wrong about these things. But for whatever reason, they never sort of turned the corner.
Roads.
You know? Yeah. Oh, what do we do about the sewage? So you just want sewage rolling out into the streets? You think that's going to... You know, it's like, oh my God, you don't understand the free market.
Here's some free literature.
Yeah. And, you know, you try and do your best and farm some... You know, hey, here's a book that I read or, you know that kind of a thing.
Hand him some Murray Rothbard or something, you know?
That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, for whatever reason, many of those folks never really sort of turned the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. Like, I don't really have a problem with it because I know that I was approached by anarchists, skateboarders, when I was in high school. And because I also skateboarded and I listened to punk rock and heavy metal and, you know, we'd meet on the half pipes and that kind of a thing. And they would talk to me about anarchy. And I'm like, what's that? And they're like, well, it just means no government. And I'm like, why would anybody want that? Right? Like, I had this very defensive reaction, you know, at like 16 years old or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Because you knew it all.
Because I knew it all. And like, school had taught me that government was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I couldn't even begin at 16 to think about, well, is it actually necessary to ask the questions, to go down the road, to explore the potential avenues, to read what other people who are far greater thinkers than I am have written on the subject already, to discover this whole world where there is an entire philosophy that says this organization of goons, tyrants, parasites, and thugs is not necessary. It is a human construct that is a monopoly on violence.
Mm-hmm.
And once you sort of work through that, or at least once I worked through that, then it was just a matter of where am I going to go, right? I had a couple of different places that I kind of mapped out, but the first place that I ever thought of sort of relocating to as a person of being of a mind of freedom was here in New Hampshire because of this show, because of the movements that, you know, the larger movement that goes on here in the state. And so I thought to myself, if I don't go there first, I'm going to regret not going there. And so I didn't want to regret not going and at least seeing what it was all about. And here I am, and it's been a couple of years. And I know all you bastards now,
rock and on, man.
All the other bastards know me, and bastardettes or whatever, you know, you want to call yourselves. And it's been great. I somebody was asking me recently, like, how is it for you? And I'm like, I don't know that I've felt more at home anywhere than I do here now currently around people who I can talk about. Like, you and I can sit down and have these conversations outside of this radio program, and we can all be kind of on the same. Everybody's got their differences and their little things that they like or don't like or they believe differently and that kind of a thing. But for the most part, everybody's coming from the same perspective of, hey, man, you know, we got to do what we got to do to be as free as possible. And so, like Mushmouth Mike said, if you're out there listening to this program tonight and this means something to you, the non-aggression principle means something to you, and living freely according to your own desires, needs, and wants means something to you, and you're able to function with sort of, you know, within the parameters of the non-aggression principle, then you should consider moving here to New Hampshire, because there are a boatload of other people that think like you do, that believe like you do in those things.
Yeah, bring a coat, some good boots, and some work gloves.
Yeah, and a snow shovel.
Well, I mean, you're the
and your brain trust.
You're the leader of the Carhartt gang, so you can figure out how to provide that stuff.
Yes,
for
I
people,
am.
Right?
Yeah, you got to cut the labels off though, in order to be a real member.
Our heart.
Yeah, if you're a liberty lover, you'll love it here. But if you're a statist, you'd hate it. It's horrible. It rains all the time. It's super cold. You wouldn't like it. So, you know, if you're, like, coming up from Boston or whatever and you just love your government, just stay there.
Or Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh, is the M supposed to be silent?
One of my favorite bumper stickers when I moved here was, it was on a truck. It said, "Welcome to New Hampshire, don't mass it up." That was pretty good.
I've not seen that one.
You find out pretty quickly. Good. I didn't know how bad Massachusetts was until I moved out here to the East Coast, and then you find out that it's just like California. You know, if you're a West Coaster, that's what we look at as a big government overreach. California's miserable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Seattle, too. Washington State.
Yeah,
anyway.
Washington's interesting because it's split down the Cascade Mountain Range, and the east side of the state's actually a lot like out here.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and for me, too, like, I grew up in Wisconsin originally, and then I went out to Seattle, right, after some time after sort of wandering the earth. And so New Hampshire is kind of this weird conglomeration or amalgam of both Washington State and Wisconsin. So it's weird. Really weird in that way. 603-283-6160. Will you join the freedom movement here in New Hampshire?
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, the telephone number, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us and have a conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And Mushmouth Mike.
And Tyler.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the incredibly beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Before I go on reading this copy, yes, that means you can come and visit New Hampshire and come and hang out with a bunch of Liberty people for an entire week, if not two, because there's the Porcupine Freedom Festival that goes on the week before ForkFest goes on. So if you got some time and you want to do like a cross-country trip, rent an RV, or just pack you and your buddies or your family into the car, grab some tents, you can do that and come and party with us at ForkFest. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room. Yes, they have a couple motels on site. With Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can find links to the unofficial Telegram. There's a forum over there. You can ask all sorts of questions and find out more at forkfest.party. Come and party in the Shire. We hope to see you there.
This is going to be the year to go, too. I'm not sure what the numbers look like for ForkFest because, you know, they're not selling tickets. ForkFest is packed this year.
I'm told it's sold out.
Yeah.
The campground.
There, last I heard, there were three campgrounds left, and I've never seen it like that.
Like, you mean spots?
Yeah, like three spots left, and that was a few days ago. I bet they're gone.
I heard they were gone.
Yeah, I bet
they're
they are
double
by now.
Booking spots.
That's wild.
And they've double booked.
Really?
Yeah, but apparently that's happened to some people.
Oh, no.
Now, when I first heard that Porkfest was sold out, I thought, oh, they've sold out of tickets, because I know that you need a ticket. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just reserve a campsite there at Rogers during the week of Porkfest, Porcupine Freedom Festival, and not go to Porkfest, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because you need to buy a ticket to go and enjoy the activities that they have in their little Porkfest area.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought when I first heard that, but I was corrected very quickly that, no, it is the entire campground that is sold out for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that Forkfest, which happens the week after, should also be much larger. I think we're going to see spillover. We're going to see people who didn't get a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival that are like, okay, well, we'll do Forkfest instead. And Free Talk Live will be there for both weeks, by the way.
All right.
So there will be some presence. We will be doing shows and, you know, rebroadcasting. We probably won't be broadcasting live per se, but we'll do a show and then we'll broadcast it the next day type of a thing is what is likely to happen for those 2 weeks. So we will have a presence there for both weeks, and it's going to be great. Please come if you've considered moving here and you want to meet and start networking with people. It's a great place to start doing that.
Amen.
Anyway, we've been talking about this article from Gizmodo a few segments ago.
Tesla's for Bitcoin Cash. Oh, no way.
We moved on to
yeah.
The CEO of Signal hacked Cellebrite software, which is software that is sold to police forces of many different alphabets, you know, three-letter acronyms and four-letter acronyms. He was able to hack it and insert a file that basically messed up their ability to. What this software does, my understanding from what I've read about it, and I've read this guy's actual blog post on it as well, it's a little heady and a little techy, so I don't want to read that live on the air. But essentially what this software does is it acts as if it's a user, and it opens your messages, it opens your email, and it just takes screenshots of it, right? Scrolls through, scroll, screenshot, scroll, screenshot, scroll, screenshot, and then dumps that into a database onto a computer somewhere. So it acts like it's a user, it starts taking screenshots, and it dumps all of that data onto a computer somewhere. So what he was able to do is insert a file onto a phone, and when Cellebrite software was activated on that phone, it actually prevented all of that from happening.
Interesting,
good.
Yeah. Ruin the integrity of that software, which is awesome.
Completely.
And there's another 900 companies lined up to get that government cheese, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course there are. So, at any rate, this article says, among many wild claims made in the blog, Marlon Spike says that because of the security flaws, somebody could basically rewrite all of the data being collected by Cellebrite's tools. Hypothetically, a uniquely configured file could be slipped into any app on a targeted device, allowing for the alteration of all of the data that has been or will be collected in the future. The blog even includes a video spliced with the scenes from the movie Hackers. We talked about that already. The fact that Marlon Spike has very publicly outed these security concerns and did so without prior disclosure to Cellebrite, as is standard industry practice. Right. Normally, if a hacker finds something, some security flaw in some software, he'll contact the company first to be like, dudes, I found this flaw in your software. It's a professional courtesy. I'm going to go do an interview on Fox News now about it, okay? Here's the data. You know, it's usually the guy. He didn't do any of that this time. So the fact that he publicly outed these security concerns without doing the professional courtesy could definitely be viewed as a swipe, if not an outright backhanded slap to the face. But it's hard not to read all of this as some sort of retort to Cellebrite's recent claims that it can crack Signal's encryption.
Oh.
Surely a claim that stuck in Marlon Spike's craw. To top everything off, the Signal CEO actually ends the blog by really making it sound like Signal plans to spam Cellebrite with some sort of malware-adjacent files in the future. And this is from the blog. In completely unrelated news, upcoming versions of Signal will be periodically fetching files to place in app storage. These files are never used for anything inside Signal and never interact with Signal software or data. But they look nice, and aesthetics are an important thing in software. We have a few different versions of files that we think are aesthetically pleasing, and we'll iterate through those slowly over time. There's no other significance to these files.
Hmm. That was Signal saying about Signal the files saying, they're going to help you with?
Signal saying they're going to periodically just insert some files into their app. They're not going to do anything bad to you or your texting or your messaging or whatever. They're just going to sit there and look nice.
Yeah, maybe Signal's jumped the shark here a little too.
Perhaps. Shots fired indeed. We have this Gizmodo has reached out to Celebrite for comment, and we'll update the story if we ever hear back from them. Update as of 6:50 p.m. Wednesday, April 21st. In response to request for comment, a spokesperson for Celebrite sent the following statement. Celebrite enables customers to protect and save lives.
Does it, though?
I don't know how swiping data off a cell phone saves lives. Accelerate justice. I don't know how it does that either. Preserve privacy in legally sanctioned investigations. Doesn't seem to preserve any privacy either. We have strict licensing policies that govern how customers are permitted to use our technology and do not sell to countries under the sanction by the U.S., Israel, or the broader international community, which is not true because the United States police forces use Celebrite software. Celebrite is committed to protecting the integrity of our customers' data, and we will continually audit and update our software in order to equip our customers with the best digital intelligence solutions available.
Well, their customers are the government, so
correct.
They're not really helping anybody.
No. And this is all just backpedal, backpedal, backpedal.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting. This is sort of, having grown up in the, well, what year was I born? 72 or something like that. So, you know, I was early 80s, right? Late 70s, early 80s. I was a kid. And then, you know, I would watch television pretty regularly. I would say I was basically raised by TV. And things like, you know, I don't know, Max Headroom, right? They stuck with me, like a dystopian future with, you know, like all these hackers and tech things going on and stuff like that. This article reminds me a bit of, you know, two different technology companies that are now going to have a hack-off, if you will, between each other, right? One's going to try and sort of screw the other out of, you know, its own app working properly, and the other one's going to try and screw it out of, like, it selling its app or whatever it is. I think this is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to these technological battles. We're going to see a whole bunch more of different technology companies fighting each other in many different ways, sort of the way Anonymous sort of appeared out of nowhere back in the day. 603-283-6160. Third hour, Free Talk Live is on the way. Stay tuned.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.